This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 1,000 gas stations across the Southeast say they are out of fuel as drivers line up to try to tank up. Analysts say this is panic buying after that hack attack that shut down the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S. Here's our Ed Donahue.
It looks like a flashback of the long lines to buy gas back in the 1970s.
The gas stations were out of gas, or they had to wait for an hour to get gas.
Irina Yaneva was waiting in line at a station in Tallahassee, Florida. GasBuddy.com reports a higher percentage of stations in Virginia and North Carolina are out of gas. Dave Gusak in Tallahassee was told, fill up now.
Anywhere between here and Central Florida, which is where I have to get to, they said it's unlikely that I'll be able to get anything.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says a large part of the pipeline is operating again, manually. I'm Ed Donahue.
Florida and Virginia have declared emergencies because of the pipeline problem. Today, the CDC is expected to approve that Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids as young as 12. 12-year-old Jane Ellen Norman already got her COVID shot in Atlanta, Georgia, which started giving out shots at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday after the FDA said Pfizer's shot produces strong protection for 12 to 15-year-olds.
I look forward to having a little bit more freedom to, like, do stuff. And I look forward to going to camp this year because last year it got canceled. And so I'm excited to go there and see all my camp friends.
It's been a night of deadly exchanges of rocket fire between Israel and the Palestinians, causing air raid sirens and explosions to echo across Tel Aviv and other cities. At least 43 Palestinians dead, 5 Israelis killed. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is expected to lose her leadership position today after criticizing former President Trump. House Republicans expected to depose her. This is AP News. The Vatican is warning U.S. bishops over their get-tough communion proposals. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
The head of the Vatican's doctrine office is warning U.S. bishops to deliberate carefully and minimize divisions before proceeding with a possible plan to rebuke Roman Catholic politicians who support abortion rights for receiving communion. There's division among the bishops, with some pressing for President Biden and other Catholic public figures to be excluded from communion over their abortion stance, and other bishops warning that such a move could be politically polarizing. Cardinal Wilton Gregory has made it clear that Biden is welcome to receive communion at churches in the Washington, D.C. Archdiocese. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The remains of two brothers from Indiana who were killed when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941 have been identified. Harold Trapp and William Trapp were in the Navy, assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma. They were 24 and 23 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.